meet today's contestants. A graduate student from College Park, Maryland, Stephen Reich. A museum educator from Washington, D.C., Emily Shaw. And our returning champion, a librarian from Augusta, Maine, Jessica Garson, whose two-day cash winnings total $32,600. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. Jessica got a little bit of momentum going for herself yesterday, winning $20,000, which is close to the average for our champion's winnings on Jeopardy. But today, two new contestants in Emily and Stephen, and all new categories. Let's see how things play out. Here we go, into the Jeopardy round. We're looking for that one daily double in one of these categories, starting off with a wee bit of Kiwi history. Yes, followed by a number between 1 and 100. Yeah, not the capital. Name the movie in shouted movie quotes said matter-of-factly. Weird flex. But okay, okay coming up in each correct response. Jessica, off you go.
A wee bit of Kiwi history, 200.
This British captain sighted New Zealand in 1769 and accurately charted its coast. Jessica?
Who is Captain Cook?
He's the one. The New Zealand All Blacks became the first team to win back-to-back World Cups in this sport. Stephen?
What is rugby?
You got it.
Kiwi history 600.
This 1915 military campaign in Turkey is regarded as New Zealand's coming of age in international affairs. Jessica?
What is the Dardanelles campaign?
Nope. Emily or Stephen? You were very close. What is Gallipoli? Stephen, back to you.
Weird flex, 600.
A knee bent beyond its normal range has been this, often seen on pro sports injury reports. Stephen.
What is hyperextended?
That's it.
Weird flex, 800.
Flex your arms thusly, and you're doing this three-letter dance move. Emily.
What is dap?
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 No.
What is
Stephen?
Dab?
Dab, yes. One letter off, Emily. Sorry about that. Stephen, back to you.
Number between 1 and 100 for 1,000.
In Judaism, the word chai represents life and is synonymous with this number used to signify good luck and a long life. And that is the number 18. Stephen, back to you.
Number 800.
This gasoline brand introduced its iconic orange ball in 1962. Jessica?
What is 76?
Union 76. Right you are.
Kiwi history 800.
In 1642, this guy with an Australian state named for him was the first European to sight New Zealand. Jessica?
What is Lord Melbourne?
No. Emily or Stephen? Who is Abel Tasman, hence Tasmania. Back to you, Jessica.
Kiwi history for 1,000.
Going to stick with it. Greenpeace's Rainbow Warrior protest ship was sunk in this most populous New Zealand city's harbor in 1985. Stephen?
What is Auckland?
Right you are.
But okay, 400.
UrbanDictionary.com caustically says this is being pretentious about how much you care about a social issue. What is woke? W-O-K-E. Stephen?
But okay, 600.
Ollie, Ollie, this device is made to keep your oxen from being free. Stephen?
What is a yoke?
Yoke, yes.
Okay, 800.
A close-fitting necklace or someone who gives away a big lead in a game. Emily?
What is a choker?
Good, you're out of the hole.
Movie quotes for 600.
2006. This is Sparta. Stephen?
What is 300?
Right.
Movie quotes, 800.
1995. What was in the box? What's in the box? Stephen?
What is 7?
Yes.
Movie quotes, 1,000.
1973. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. Emily?
What is The Exorcist?
That is right, and you're now in second place with $1,000, and we're taking a break. We'll be back in a moment to see me give some more bland reading. Stephen Rice is a graduate student from Maryland who, like most of us growing up, had a nickname, and yours was?
That's right, Mookie.
Mookie for Mookie Betts?
For Mookie Wilson.
Oh, Mookie Wilson.
The original, yes.
Oh, hello.
Yes, so my father was a big Mets fan growing up, and Mookie Wilson of the 86 Mets hit the ball under Bill Buckner's legs to help win the 86 World Series. And so I'm a lifelong Mets fan for that reason, most of the time, unfortunately.
Okay, don't worry. They'll be there. They'll come back. Emily Shaw is a museum educator from Washington, D.C. You currently lead museum tours. Does that make you a docent?
Yes, yeah, although they call us museum educators because the docents are the volunteers.
I see. So you get paid.
I do, yes.
And you have to have all that knowledge at your fingertips.
I do.
Because the people come up with all kinds of weird questions, right?
All sorts of stuff, yeah. Kids will ask all sorts of crazy things.
All right. Jessica Garza, good news for you. Your response of the Dardanelles a few minutes ago when we were hoping for Gallipoli has been deemed accepted. So you're picking up $1,200. You're on the plus side with $800 down. I understand that with the money you earn on our show, you'd like to visit Canada in a special way. Doing what?
I would like to take the railroad across Canada.
Across the whole country?
Yeah.
You're looking at about, what, 4,000 miles?
Yeah. I like trains. I like Canada. I think this would be a good idea.
Some really good reasons. It's a great place
yeah.
to visit. All right, we're getting back into this. Emily's on the plus side with 1,000, and she makes the next selection as we continue.
Movie quotes for 400.
1996. Show me the money. Show me the money. Stephen.
What is Jerry Maguire?
That's right.
Movie quotes 200.
1951. Hey, Stella. Hey, Stella. Stephen.
What is a streetcar named Desire?
Correct.
Weird flex, 1,000.
You've got to flex in a very odd manner to perform this wooden craze of a few years ago. Emily.
What is planking?
Planking. How would people know that?
Oh. Not a capital for 600.
Answer. Barely double. All right. Yours to deal with all by yourself.
I'll wager 1,500.
Okay, here's the clue. Of England, though it's home to the country's most popular and successful pro sports team.
What is Manchester?
Manchester, yes. The team is Manchester United. Go again.
Not the capital for 800.
Not the capital of Germany since 1990. It's Emily.
What is Bonn?
Right.
Not the capital, 1,000.
Not the capital of Canada, though it was incorporated in 1862 with a royal name. Stephen?
What is Windsor?
No. What is Victoria? British Columbia. Emily, back to you.
But okay for 1,000.
It means added fuel to a fire or elated, pumped up. Emily?
What is stoked?
Stoked is right.
A number between 1 and 100 for 600.
A quinceañera is a celebration of a girl's this number birthday. Emily?
What is 15?
Good.
Same category, 400.
In tennis, if you have 2 points, this is your score. Stephen?
What is 30?
Right, minute to go.
Number 200.
Gamblers know it's another name for blackjack. Hit me. Emily?
What is 21?
Good.
Not the capital, 400.
Of Alaska, though it has 9 times the capital's population. Stephen.
What is Anchorage?
Yes.
Weird flex, 400.
The name for these circus performers suggests that they twist and flex themselves into all sorts of weird positions. Stephen.
What are contortionists?
Right.
Weird flex, 200.
Pelicans may look uncomfortable, but several of these bones are abnormally joined, so their necks are far more flexible than ours. Stephen.
What are vertebrae?
Good.
But okay, 200.
A horse walks into a bar. Is a typical start for one. Jessica.
What is a joke?
Joke. Yes, now the last clue. Not the capital of Australia, though it's the country's oldest city. That would be the largest city also. Sydney. Sydney. All right, champ, Jessica, you get to go first in Double Jeopardy when we come back. Are we going to have a hotly contested game? It depends on Jessica. She's in third place at the moment with 1,000, but she can do herself a world of good with these categories. Lesser known names on the road. Buildings. 6-letter crossword clues. Life on Mars. literary characters, and finally, classic television. A good variety of subjects for you, Jessica.
Literary characters for 400.
Here's Sarah.
In the story, His Last Bow, this fictional character says of his retirement, "I live and keep bees upon the South Downs," and shows Dr. Watson the book he wrote on beekeeping.
Jessica.
Who's Sherlock Holmes?
You got him.
Literary characters, 800.
He utters the parting words, "My dear, I don't give a damn." Jessica.
Who is Rhett Butler?
Correct.
Literary characters, 1,200.
The title character of this Thomas Hardy novel has the last name Fawley and works as a stonemason. Emily?
Who is Jude the Obscure?
Yes.
Classic television for 400.
The Ministry of Silly Walks was a sketch on this British troops comedy show. It makes me laugh just to think about it. Jessica.
Who is Monty Python?
That's it.
Classic television, 800.
This daytime host pioneered the audience participation talk show. Jessica.
Who is Phil Donahue?
Correct.
Literary character, 1600.
12-year-old Frankie Adams wants to go with her brother and his new wife on their honeymoon in this Carson McCullers novel. Emily.
What is The Heart is a Lonely Hunter?
Nope. Stephen or Jessica? What is the member of the wedding? It makes sense. Jessica.
Classic television, 1200.
The Ponderosa was the name of the Nevada ranch where Ben Cartwright and his sons lived on this Western. Jessica.
What is Bonanza?
Yes.
Classic television, 1600.
9114 South Central Avenue in L.A. was the TV home of this title father and son's house and junkyard. Stephen.
Who are Sanford and Son?
That's it.
Classic television, 2000.
Telemundo's 1998 show Reyes y Rey was loosely based on this 70s cop show starring David Soul and Paul Michael Glazer. Jessica.
What is Starsky and Hutch?
Good.
Literary characters, 2000.
Sidney Carton takes the place of this doomed French nobleman in A Tale of Two Cities. Jessica.
Who is Evremond?
Yes, Charles Evremond, Charles Darnay. Good for you.
Life on Mars, 400.
We can train for life on Mars on this continent that best matches its temperature range. Emily?
Was Antarctica?
You are right.
Lesser known names on the road, 400.
Time to barrel down the Raymond Gary Expressway, named for the head of the Sooner Oil Company and governor of this state. Emily?
What is Oklahoma?
Right.
Buildings, 400.
With cozy living quarters, this style, named for its dramatic shape, has become a popular choice for vacation homes. We're stumping you with A-frame? My gosh, I can't believe it. The first clue, the easiest clue in the column. Emily, quick, turn things around.
Buildings, 800.
Named after an ancient ruler and his tomb, it's a large building for above-ground entombments. And that would be a mausoleum. Emily.
Same category, 1200.
Cincinnati's Ingalls Building was the first high-rise made of reinforced this. In 1903, a reporter waited all night for it to fall down. Emily?
What is steel?
No. Jessica?
What is concrete?
Yep, and it hasn't fallen yet.
Building 1600.
Also a main building of an airport, it's an installation at a harbor where oil or gas is stored. Emily?
What is a terminal?
Right.
2000.
Answer. All right, your shade fell a little more than a shade off the lead.
I will wager 3,000, please.
Okay, here's the clue. This word for a certain tall structure comes from the Arabic for lighthouse.
What is a minaret?
Minaret, right you are. Now you're in the lead.
Lesser known names on the road for 800.
Julia Tuttle Causeway honors the mother of this city of dolphins and deco. Emily.
What is Miami?
Right.
Road for 1200.
Conland Highway on I-91 was named for a publisher of the Courant newspaper in this New England state capital. Stephen.
What is Providence?
Nope. Jessica.
What is Concord?
Nope. What is Hartford? The Hartford Courant. Back to you, Emily.
Road for 1600.
Taking you from Pennsylvania to New Jersey, the Commodore Barry Bridge celebrates a father of the American this force. Stephen.
What is the Navy?
Yes.
Six-letter crossword clues, 1600.
The ancients could count on it. Emily.
What is an abacus?
That's it.
Road for 2000.
You can take a swing by Yankee Stadium on the Major This Expressway, named for a guy who helped build army bases in New York during World War I. Emily.
What is the Major Deegan?
Deegan, good.
Six-letter crossword clues for 2000.
Silver in heraldry. Emily.
What is argent?
Argent, correct.
Six-letter crossword clues for 1200.
Mimic mindlessly, like a certain bird. Stephen?
What is parrot?
That's it.
Life on Mars, 1600.
And so there, the other Daily Double. Well, it's been going Emily's way for a little bit.
5,000, please.
Okay, here's the clue for you. Everyone remember where we parked? Next to this NASA lander, named for one who goes ahead to seek the way. Stephen?
What is Scout?
No, what is Pathfinder? Pathfinder. All right, we're running out of time. Less than a minute.
Life on Mars 2000.
Keep your water supply handy. Long, straight surface lines, thought to be systems of these, proved to be a 19th century myth. Stephen?
What are canals?
Yes.
Life on Mars 1200.
This period, right after sunset, is longer on Mars because of high-altitude dust scattering the remaining sunlight. Jessica.
What is twilight?
Correct.
Life on Mars 800?
The Valles Marineris is a canyon system that's almost five times as deep as this one, carved by the Colorado. Stephen.
What is the Grand Canyon?
Yeah.
Six-letter crossword clues 800.
King Arthur's wizardly advisor. Stephen.
Who is Merlin?
Yes, now, well, we won't get to that last clue, but you built yourself up to 7,600. So all three of you still in it, dealing with this subject in Final Jeopardy. Hit 1980s albums. 1980s. We're going back quite some time, aren't we? Clue in a moment.
A story you saw first on Fox. Now a prominent Baltimore lawyer is fighting to get this girl back in school.
We're penalizing a fourth grader. All she wants to do is go to school.
The deadline he gave Baltimore County before he takes them to court.
This term for a witch's liquid concoction to make potions comes from ancient words meaning boil, bubble, and burn. What is a brew? Happy Geicoene. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Hit 1980s albums. That's what these three players are dealing with. They're also having to contend with this clue. Pay attention. This American singer-songwriter briefly landed on the UN's apartheid blacklist for his 1986 multi-platinum album. You have 30 seconds. Good luck, players. He didn't record in South Africa, but he was blacklisted anyway. We start with you down there, Stephen. You had 7,600. You took a while before you wrote down a response, and you wrote down who is Paul Simon, and the album was Graceland. You are correct, sir. And let's see, you did yourself some good. You bet almost what you had, so you're at 14,653 now, still in second place. Let's come down to Jessica, our champion. Did she come up with Paul Simon? She did. Her wager, $97.99. She is now in the lead with $19,599. And Emily is looking dead serious. Why? She came up with Bruce Springsteen instead. She will lose how much money? $8,000. She's going to finish in third place. And champ, congratulations. You did it again. And you now have a three-day total of $52,199. All right, we're going to say goodbye until tomorrow. So long, everybody.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.